It is time now for a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And joining us today is Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings on WILL-FM, Illinois Public Media, in Urbana, Illinois, my hometown. Vic, welcome back.
Jeremy, I'm always excited to be with you and the Here and Now listeners. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And you've got some interesting music for pianos today. And let's start with this duet. It's called The Ritual Fire Dance. It's by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla and performed here by Katia and Marielle Lebec. So, Vic, I have this weird musical memory where I can, if I've heard something before, I can tell that I've heard it before, even if I can't figure out from where. But what that means here, because I definitely recognize this, is that my father, who's a concert pianist, has definitely played this in our house at some point.
I'm sure he has. It's a work that's been played on solo piano. It's actually originally from a ballet called El Amor Brujo, or Love the Magician, but it has become a piano showpiece. But here, it's arranged for two players at one piano, which is known as piano four hands, and you have the advantage in this performance of being able to represent the colors of the orchestra more fully because you've got four hands instead of two, and that's the whole point of piano duet, or one of the points of piano duet or piano four hands, two players at one keyboard.
Is there a difference in the sound between four hands on the same keyboard and two pianos?
There is, and what happens is with two pianos, you actually have two pianists who have access to the full ranges of those two pianos, and usually that's the kind of thing that makes its way onto a stage with lots of shows of virtuosity. Whereas piano four hands pretty much became an established thing in households where people would come together and have fun playing at the piano, and orchestral pieces were arranged for piano four hands so that people could have fun with it, people could more fully represent the orchestral colors with two players rather than just one.
Well, the next one that you brought us is two pianos. This is Mozart's Sonata in D Major for two pianos, the finale. This is performed by Murray Pariah and Radu Lupu. Vic, when you hear that, can you tell which pianist is doing what?
No, I can't. Oftentimes they'll tell you on the recording. But what's special about this work is that Mozart wrote a lot of works for piano duet, and he played them with his sister. But this is one of only two works that he wrote for two pianos, and he played this work in public with one of his gifted students, Josefina von Auerhammer. And so it's sort of a rarity, but it's considered one of the great works in the literature for two pianos.
It's a beautiful piece.
It is. And what's funny is that this is the work that sometimes is associated with those experiments in classical music making you smarter. So not only do we have a genius writing this work, but it may rub off a little bit on you when you listen to it.
Yeah, we're all a little bit smarter right now after having heard a little bit of that. The next one that you wanted us to hear, Vic, is from the French composer Charles Gounod. This is the Concerto for Pedal Piano in E-flat. It's performed by Roberto Proceda on pedal piano and the Swiss-Italian Orchestra conducted by Howard Shelley. Now, what difference does it make that it's a pedal piano there?
This is like having one player and two pianos. The pedal piano was designed in the 19th century for organists who were having trouble getting to practice in cathedrals and in churches. Hmm. So this was designed with sort of a separate keyboard for the feet, which is pretty much like an organ. You're playing bass notes with pedals. We're not talking about the pedals that control the sustaining of notes and the dynamics of a piano, but you're actually playing a separate keyboard. They have now devised a system just several years ago using two grand pianos. There's an Italian organ builder who came up with this. So when Roberto Proceda plays this, and he's only been playing for about 5 years, the pedal piano, he's actually playing a grand piano, and his feet are controlling pedals that are playing another keyboard of a grand piano.
We actually had a pedal piano in our house. It was one day my dad came home and said he had just bought a pedal piano to go along with the grand pianos that were in the house. But we always, as kids, thought that one was much more fun to play with because you could use your feet.
Sure, sure. And it may well catch on, but I guess Roberto Proceda is sort of the pioneer in our time. He gave the first performance in our time of the Concerto by Gounod just 5 years ago.
Well, the last one that we have from you, Vic, is from Beethoven. This is Symphony No. 7 in A major, Opus 92, the finale, for 40 hands. And we're going to explain that in a minute. The conductor here is Johann Berkhammer. So there are 20 pianos playing here?
There are 20 pianos. They're in a circle with the pianists looking inward. So this huge circle of pianos. This was done to celebrate the 20th anniversary of a Dutch piano dealer and piano tuner, and his piano-playing friends came together. Johann Berkhammer arranged the finale of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 for 20 pianos. And what's exciting is that composers over the years have done more and more with pianos, have added more pianos to try to represent all of the parts, all of the voices of orchestral music. Well, here, let's take it to its extreme. And he has a few pianos representing the strings and a few with the winds and a few with the brass and sort of brings this all together in a grand fashion.
It must be incredibly complicated to arrange a piece for 20 pianos.
One would think so, but this is the challenge that orchestrators and composers have taken on for years. If the possibility is there, why not?
Why not? Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings on WILL-FM, Illinois Public Media in Urbana, Illinois. Thank you so much. Very interesting.
Jeremy, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.